This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say the country's air defenses downed 32 of 35 exploding drones Russia launched Tuesday. Most of them were taken down in the Kyiv region. The attack was part of a wider bombardment of Ukrainian regions that extended as far as the Lviv region in the west of the country near Poland. It exposed gaps in the country's air protection. Ukraine's Air Force spokesman says air defense assets can't cover such a broad area. The collapse of a dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across southern Ukraine and Russian-occupied parts of the Kherson region, destroying homes and cutting off supplies. Now some locals say it's impossible to live there. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
The nearby Inhalets River's water levels have almost returned to normal, but locals say the damage has endured. Ukraine accuses Russia of blowing up the Soviet-era Kakhovka Dam under Russian control since early days of its invasion in 2022. The Kremlin says Kyiv sabotaged the huge hydroelectric dam to cut off a key source of water for Crimea and distract attention from a, quote, faltering counteroffensive against Russian forces.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Tuesday said the sinking of a fishing boat full of migrants off the coast of Greece called for urgent action.
It is horrible what happened, and the more urgent is that we act.
At least 79 people died and many more were missing after one of the worst disasters of its kind this year. Find more news and information on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Coast Guard says a massive search continues for a missing submersible carrying five people who were on a mission to document the Titanic's wreckage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The international search has covered more than 10,000 square miles. But Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says there's no sign of the sub known as the Titan, which put to sea Sunday morning. Its oxygen supply could run out Thursday, and Frederick says the effort to find those aboard will continue, both on and below the surface.
Frankly, that makes it an incredibly complex operation.
The Coast Guard remains in the lead. One expert says if the Titan did drop to the seabed, very few vessels can get that deep. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter will plead guilty to federal tax offenses and avoid a full prosecution on a separate gun charge in a deal with the Justice Department that likely spares him time behind bars. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to the misdemeanor tax offenses as part of the agreement made Tuesday. Ex-President Donald Trump likens the Hunter Biden deal to a quote-unquote mere traffic ticket. The judge in the former U.S. President Donald Trump's charges of willful retention of classified government records and obstruction of justice has set an initial trial date of August 14th in Florida, according to a court order on Tuesday. The Justice Department's special counsel in the case, Jack Smith, promised a speedy trial after a 37-count indictment. The date, if it holds, would put Trump on trial 9 days ahead of the first Republican presidential debate scheduled for August 23rd. But the complexities of handling highly classified evidence, the degree to which Trump's legal team challenges the government's pretrial motions, and the way the judge manages the schedule could all lead to a trial that is anything but swift, legal experts say. Allegations of corruption are once again plaguing the Summer Olympics. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Officials say French investigators have searched the Paris Olympic organizers' headquarters as part of corruption investigations into contracts linked to the Games. This is the third straight time graft allegations have dogged a Summer Olympics. The Paris Organizing Committee said in a statement that a search was underway at their headquarters in the suburb of Saint-Denis. Paris was awarded its Olympics 6 years ago, and at the same time, the IOC also rewarded its only remaining bid rival, Los Angeles, with the 2028 Summer Games. The 2024 Games are scheduled for July 26 through August 11th. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.